Esta es la lección 9 de Pimsleur Inglés 2.
Listen to this conversation.
Miguel, wait. Where are you going?
I have to go into the city. I want to buy a few things for my wife.
Are you going to take the subway?
Yes, my wife needs the car.
Do you have time for coffee first?
Maybe. How late are the stores open tonight?
Until 9 o'clock.
Then I do have time for coffee.
Listen again.
Miguel, wait. Where are you going?
I have to go into the city. I want to buy a few things for my wife.
Are you going to take the subway?
Yes, my wife needs the car.
Do you have time for coffee first?
Maybe. How late are the stores open tonight?
Until 9 o'clock.
Then I do have time for coffee.
Diga que un amigo suyo viene de visita.
A friend of mine is coming to visit.
Say,
él es de México.
He's from Mexico.
Pero vive aquí desde hace 3 años.
But he's lived here for 3 years. He's lived here for 3 years.
¿Cómo se llama su amigo?
What's your friend's name? Your friend's name.
Felipe Martínez. Se llama Felipe Martínez.
Felipe Martínez. His name is Felipe Martínez.
Vamos a almorzar juntos.
We're going to have lunch together.
En el restaurante Avenida Parque.
At the Park Avenue restaurant.
Try to say,
a veces como allí.
Sometimes I eat there.
Y a veces como en casa.
And sometimes I eat at home.
¿Se acuerda cómo se dice primero?
First.
Primero vamos a almorzar.
First, we're going to have lunch.
Y luego, vamos a una tienda departamental.
And then we're going to a department store.
Mi amigo quiere comprar una camiseta para su hijo. Camiseta.
Listen and repeat.
T-shirt. Shirt. Shirt. T. T-shirt.
Say,
mi amigo quiere comprar una camiseta.
My friend wants to buy a t-shirt.
Para su hijo.
For his son.
Say,
primero, va a comprar una camiseta.
First, he's going to buy a t-shirt.
Y después, vamos a tomar una copa de vino.
And then we're going to have a glass of wine.
Felipe siempre toma vino tinto.
Felipe always drinks red wine.
Nunca toma cerveza.
He never drinks beer.
Ask how he's going into the city.
How are you going into the city?
En metro?
Listen and repeat.
By subway? By subway?
Try to ask.
En metro o en taxi?
By subway or by taxi? By taxi. By subway or by taxi?
En metro, claro.
By subway, of course. Of course.
Frecuentemente tomo el metro.
I often take the subway.
Say that taxis are faster.
Taxis are faster.
Observe que dijo
taxis
y no
the taxis.
En inglés se usa
the
solamente cuando se habla de personas o cosas en particular. Diga otra vez, los taxis son más rápidos.
Taxis are faster.
Pero son más caros.
But they're more expensive.
Ahora, imagínese que usted y su esposa están en un viaje prolongado a Boston. Tienen un coche alquilado y ambos necesitan hacer unos mandados. Su esposa le dice, "Voy a comprar una camiseta."
I'm going to buy a t-shirt.
Ask her if she needs the car.
Do you need the car?
She answers,
No, puedo ir caminando.
No, I can walk. I can walk.
La tienda no está lejos.
The store isn't far.
Y frecuentemente voy ahí caminando.
And I often walk there. I often walk there.
No necesito el coche hoy.
I don't need the car today.
Say that you can both go by car.
We can both go by car.
Say,
podemos ir al centro juntos.
We can go into town together.
Puedes comprar la camiseta.
You can buy the t-shirt.
Y luego,
and then,
podemos tomar una copa de vino juntos.
We can have a glass of wine together.
Tomemos una copa de vino juntos.
Listen and repeat.
Let's have a glass of wine together. Let's. Let's have a glass of wine together.
Los norteamericanos muchas veces usan
let's
para sugerir que se haga algo juntos. Diga otra vez, tomemos una copa de vino juntos.
Let's have a glass of wine together.
Now try to say,
vayamos al centro juntos.
Let's go into town together. Let's go into town together.
¿Por qué no?
Why not?
Now ask,
¿qué tan tarde?
How late?
¿Qué tan tarde quiere quedarse en el centro? Él se sobreentiende.
How late do you want to stay in town? How late do you want to stay in town?
She answers,
hasta las seis.
Until 6 o'clock.
Say,
entonces, vayamos en metro.
Then let's go by subway.
Ahora, imagínese que usted está en Nueva York trabajando con una amiga en su oficina. Ha llegado una carta para usted. Carta.
Listen and repeat.
Letter. Letter. Letter.
¿Cómo le diría su amiga a usted? Aquí está una carta para usted.
Here's a letter for you. Here's a letter for you.
Ask.
¿Para mí?
For me?
Your friend answers.
Sí, una carta para usted.
Yes, a letter for you.
Es de México.
It's from Mexico.
Say.
Oh, la carta es de un colega mexicano.
Oh, the letter is from a Mexican colleague. The letter is from a Mexican colleague.
¿Cómo se llama su colega?
What's your colleague's name?
Miguel. Miguel Rodríguez.
Miguel. Miguel Rodríguez.
La carta es de Miguel.
The letter is from Miguel.
Él y su esposa vienen de visita.
He and his wife are coming to visit.
Su esposa se llama Elena.
His wife's name is Elena.
Viven en Guadalajara.
They live in Guadalajara.
Él vive allí desde hace 2 años.
He's lived there for 2 years.
Y ella vive allí desde hace 5 años.
And she's lived there for 5 years.
Your friend asks,
ellos hablan inglés, ¿no?
They speak English, don't they? They speak English, don't they?
Answer.
Sí, claro. Ambos hablan inglés muy bien.
Yes, of course. They both speak English very well.
Pero a veces hablamos español juntos.
But sometimes we speak Spanish together.
Your friend asks,
¿Cuándo vienen?
When are they coming? When are they coming?
Answer,
¿Vienen?
They're coming.
El lunes.
Listen and repeat.
On Monday. 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 On Monday.
Try to say,
Vienen el lunes.
They're coming on Monday.
Observe que en inglés literalmente se dice en lunes. Dígame otra vez que vienen el lunes.
They're coming on Monday.
Pero llegaron a los Estados Unidos.
But they arrived in the United States. They arrived in the United States.
Ayer en la mañana.
Yesterday morning.
Your friend asks,
¿Cuánto tiempo se van a quedar?
How long are they going to stay? How long are they going to stay?
Answer.
Durante 2 días.
For 2 days.
Vienen el lunes.
They're coming on Monday. They're coming.
Ahora, de la misma manera, trate de decir, llegan.
They're arriving.
Acuérdese que en inglés esta forma se puede usar para hablar de algo que va a ocurrir en el futuro próximo. Aquí,
they're arriving,
significa exactamente lo mismo que
they're going to arrive.
Diga otra vez, llegan.
They're arriving.
Llegan el lunes.
They're arriving on Monday.
A las 5.
At 5 o'clock.
Say that they're both arriving on Monday at 5 o'clock.
They're both arriving on Monday at 5 o'clock.
Your friend asks,
¿A qué hora llegan?
At what time are they arriving?
A las 5, creo.
At 5 o'clock, I think.
A las 5 menos 10. Literalmente, a 5 para 10.
Listen and repeat.
At 10 to 5. 2. 10 to 5. At 10 to 5.
Say,
a las 5 menos 10. Observe que aquí no se usa
o'clock.
At 10 to 5.
Say,
llegan a las 5 menos 10.
They're arriving at 10 to 5.
Usted se corrige. No, a las 5 menos 20.
No, at 5:20.
Now say,
a las 5:05.
At 5:05.
A las 5:10.
At 5:10.
Your friend asks,
a las 5:20.
At 5:20.
O a las 5:10.
Or at 5:10.
Say,
el señor y la señora Rodríguez llegan a las 5:20.
Mr. and Mrs. Rodriguez are arriving at 5:20.
Usted le enseña la carta. ¿Qué dice cuando hace esto?
Here's the letter. Here's the letter.
Así es como se dice martes.
Listen and repeat.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Trate de preguntar si tiene tiempo el martes.
Do you have time on Tuesday? On Tuesday. Do you have time on Tuesday?
Your friend asks,
¿qué le gustaría hacer?
What would you like to do?
¿Qué le gustaría hacer el martes?
What would you like to do on Tuesday?
Say,
¿por qué no vamos al café del jardín?
Why don't we go to the garden cafe?
Con frecuencia voy allí con mis amigos.
I often go there with my friends.
¿Qué tan tarde está abierto el café?
How late is the cafe open?
Hasta las 11.
Until 11:00.
Your friend says,
de acuerdo. Vayamos al café del jardín.
Okay, let's go to the garden cafe.
El martes.
On Tuesday.
Con su colega y su esposa. Quiere decir, la esposa de él.
With your colleague and his wife.
Podemos ir en metro.
We can go by subway.
O podemos ir caminando.
Or we can walk.
Now say,
son las 6:20.
It's 5:40. It's 5:40.
¿Tiene tiempo para un café?
Do you have time for coffee?
Claro.
Of course.
Después del café, usted le dice a su amiga, me tengo que ir ahora.
I have to leave now.
Primero, tengo que comprar una camiseta.
First, I have to buy a t-shirt.
Para mi hijita, literalmente, mi pequeña niña.
For my little girl. My little girl.
Y luego, tengo que comprar vino, algo de vino.
And then I have to buy some wine.
Ask,
¿qué tan tarde están abiertas las tiendas?
How late are the stores open?
Your friend answers,
hasta las 8, creo.
Until 8 o'clock, I think. Until 8, I think.
Entonces, no tengo mucho tiempo.
Then I don't have much time.
Nos vemos el martes.
See you on Tuesday. See you on Tuesday.
Ahora, imagínese que recibe una carta de una colega mexicana.
Listen.
Here's a letter for you.
Say.
Es una carta de María.
It's a letter from María.
From whom?
De María. Es una colega mía.
From María. She's a colleague of mine.
Viene de visita.
She's coming to visit.
When?
Try to say,
llega el lunes.
She's arriving on Monday. She's arriving.
A las 3:20.
At 2:40.
No, a las 3:10.
No, at 2:50.
Primero, viene a Nueva York.
First, she's coming to New York.
Y luego, va a Washington.
And then she's going to Washington.
Is her husband coming too?
Say that no, he's going to stay home.
No, he's going to stay home.
Con quedarse, usualmente se sobreentiende en. Diga otra vez, va a quedarse en casa.
He's going to stay home.
Con la hija menor.
With the younger daughter.
How long is your colleague going to stay?
Say that she's staying until Tuesday.
She's staying until Tuesday. Until Tuesday.
Aquí está la carta, le dice usted.
Here's the letter. Here's the letter.
But I don't understand the letter. I don't understand Spanish.
Este es el final de la lección 9. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.